This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise this morning. We start another week, Rob Center, where he is always, and we always appreciate that. He's our producer on the other side of the glass. Actually, in the studio with us now, Olivia Oden is here, the Stigma Reduction Coordinator with United in Recovery. We've talked to her a couple of times over the past couple of years about all the different activities they're doing, trying to make sure that alcohol and or addiction dependency is brought up and talked about, and that the world knows that help is available if folks need it. Olivia, thank you so much for coming into our studios.
Thank you. Excited to be here.
I really do appreciate that. And you brought one of your peers in this business, Lorraine Comstock, who we probably met a couple of times over the decades. She is with United in Recovery as the outreach facilitator right now, and that's one of the divisions of Columbia Montour County United Way, as you know, and we've talked a little bit about. They're certainly working together closely with and are going to merge with the greater Susquehanna Valley United Way. Now, we've met her years ago as it relates to home health and hospice from Columbia Montour, and so she's back, I should say. Welcome back.
Thank you. Good morning.
I really do appreciate it, so thanks for coming in. Well, let's start to set the scene. April is Alcohol Use Disorder Awareness Month, or just Alcohol Awareness Month. You want to start out, sort of set the scene, how we're going to talk about that, Olivia?
So April is Alcohol Use Disorder Awareness Month. It's similar to September. We celebrate Recovery Month, but we also want to highlight different substance use disorders. So in April, we share prevention techniques, prevention measures, self-care tips, and where to seek help for alcohol use disorder.
All right, and you're working on the outreach to make sure that everybody knows and the world finds out about all of these efforts.
Yes, and this month we have several that are going on. We have a poster contest for the high school students in five of the high schools in the area, and also we are doing a joint project with the Berwick Theater, so that there will be a movie, A Star is Born, and there'll be free admission and a free popcorn and drink for those who choose to sign up and attend.
Let's kind of start at the beginning. Why is this being brought up and talked about? Alcohol abuse and or addiction or alcoholism, alcohol use disorder. Important to talk about.
Yes, no, I agree. Alcohol use disorder is extremely important. It's exciting to note, though, that over 20 million Americans live in recovery from alcohol use disorder, and I feel like, not that it's overlooked, but due to COVID, there have been a rise in alcohol use that leads to essentially problem drinking or problems in your life. So our United in Recovery program, when we began, we focused on opioid use disorder and reversing overdoses. Well, now we really want to break down those barriers and encompass all substance use disorders, and that includes alcohol use disorder.
When you talked about something, probably about a year ago when we interviewed you, the inability to control drinking, I'll never forget that phrase. I think we often think of this as sort of a conscious choice that folks say, oh, what I'm going to do, okay, today I'm going to use too much alcohol. But you describe it as an inability to control drinking. Kind of elaborate on that again,
yep,
please.
So with any addiction, whether it's opioids or alcohol or, you know, I mean, essentially anything, it's a brain disorder. It's a disease. It's a biological disease. So the majority of the population, if they have one drink, they will not be affected. It's a genetic predisposition. It's in your biology. There's other environmental factors at play, but there's a small percentage of the population that may not be able to control their drinking, that have that brain disorder. And that leads to alcohol use disorder.
And, Lorraine, you have a nursing background, so you can understand this question, this idea that the first drink definitely is a choice for folks, you know, the initial drinks, the initial phase of drinking. But after that, if alcohol use disorder comes into play, there's not a lot of decision-making that's associated with it.
That's correct. The brain takes over and just goes on a rampage, and people don't have a choice, and that's one thing that people don't oftentimes get, especially like if a mom is pregnant, they might say, well, she knows she's hurting her baby, why is she drinking? But sometimes there's no choice, and it becomes the focus of all of their activities. It doesn't matter what's happening in the family. It doesn't matter how it affects them. They just know they need the drink.
Yeah, describe this singular focus a little bit more. I think you're onto something that our audience would like to hear about. I know we have millions of people with 20 million in recovery in the U.S., so that means 300 million folks might not understand what we're talking about. But this idea that it's not a choice, it becomes a sort of a brain obsession, I guess, for lack of a better phrase.
Yes, I mean, it can affect finances, like they'll spend all of their money. And if you look at alcohol, it's very readily available, so that it's cheap and it's easy to obtain. It's very accessible. I don't want to get into the details of how it affects the brain, but the general public just needs to know that, yes, in the beginning it's a choice, but then it becomes more than that. About 7% of the drinking Americans end up with alcohol use disorder. So, I mean, that's a large percentage when you think of the number of people within the United States.
All right. Well, just one more brain question. This idea that for these people in recovery, that pathway or that sort of that, they always have that light electrified in their house, they're in their brain, but they just don't turn it on. They choose to, or they fight it, and they work through it. But it's always there, ready to be kind of turned back on.
That's correct. And recovery is a funny thing. It just doesn't go straight forward. Sometimes there are setbacks, so that the person who has trouble with alcohol use needs to constantly be vigilant. And so that's why there's programs like Alcoholics Anonymous. That's why there's outpatient treatment, inpatient treatment, and I think everyone's journey is very different. And so working with the primary care physician and then counseling and other types of treatment is really important. Each individual is different, and they have their own journey to make.
And Olivia, every time you come on, you talk about the fact that this is a disease state for anybody. If somebody had heart disease, we certainly wouldn't hold them in disdain, or we might reject them for something, but we certainly would still count them as friend. But this is a disease, just like other diseases.
Yes, it definitely is. Just like diabetes, it's a lifelong disease, but you can take medication. You can work on yourself and your recovery to maintain that recovery process throughout your entire life.
All right. Let's talk about, we mentioned in passing, prevention. So in what way are you working at prevention? This might relate to the school efforts that you're doing. Mm-hmm. Start out with prevention.
Yep. So we, on our Facebook, United in Recovery, Columbia Montour, we are posting three times a week prevention measures. There's a really neat quiz you can take to see how susceptible you are to alcohol use disorder. We're posting self-care tips, because a person in recovery really needs to practice self-care and take care of themselves before they can take care of other people. We also have on our website, cmcuw.org, more information on area resources to reach out for help if you need help for yourself or a loved one. And we're also doing a lot of work in schools. Lorraine came up with a great idea to work with kids within a couple school districts in Columbia County to do a substance-free poster contest.
All right. Yeah, this is kind of weighted, again, up in Columbia Montour because of the United Way of the Columbia Montour County United Way. But it is certainly an outreach that's also tied to the greater Susquehanna Valley United Way. They're working closely together at the moment and merging at some point, I would suppose. So that's why this is still a good fit for our area. So tell us about this outreach. Give us all the details for our listeners.
The poster contest is for the five schools: Central Columbia, Votech, Benton, Berwick, and Northwest. And they will come up with a substance-free theme on that poster, and then come up with a creative way to present that theme, and they'll be judged on original concept, originality, creativity, and artistic. There will be some judges, three judges. Olivia is one of them. And they will take a look at those posters and see which one wins. And there are some very nice prizes: $500 for first place, $250 for second second place, $100 for third place, and three honorable mention for $50 apiece. I think your listeners might also be interested in that free movie, A Star is Born. It's the 2018 version, and again, it's a night out at the Berwick Theater, which if you've never been there, is a great place to be, and there'll be free popcorn and drink.
And this is which date, the movie?
The 24th of April.
And the Berwick Theater is a theater that was thriving in Berwick as a commercial theater and
yes.
now is nonprofit.
That's correct.
Oh,
yep.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes. The showings will be at 2 and 7.
And it's called the Berwick Theater, the 24th, 2 and 7 p.m., right?
That's correct.
And you have all your information there, too?
There will be some community outreach. There will be members there, organizations who can provide information for those in attendance. There will also be United in Recovery giving a little presentation at the beginning of the movie, not too long, a few minutes, just to give people an idea of Alcohol Use Disorder Month and what kind of things United in Recovery are involved in at this particular point in time.
And A Star is Born, chosen addiction theme to the film?
Yes, that's correct.
Believe it or don't, I never saw it. I love the music from it, but I haven't seen the film yet.
Well,
I certainly will. But addiction's a factor in the film?
Yes, the gentleman and the main star in the movie, the gentleman is addicted, and it shows how he goes through his addiction and then falls in love with another member of the cast. And it's a very good movie.
Don't give away the end.
I won't.
In case you haven't seen either of them, boy, that was made, in the 40s or 50s or
something? Well, Barbara Streisand is the one I saw.
Okay, well, that would be the 70s or 80s. Okay, so that was a 70s or 80s remake of that particular film. Okay, so that's coming up at the Berwick Theater. All right, we're going to take a break, but we're coming back at 7:40. We want to talk about a medication take-back that's coming to Shamokin. All right, so we have to talk about that. That's later this month. We'll reiterate some of these good points. We'll emphasize that United in Recovery Columbia Montour is the Facebook page. And we're going to talk a little bit more about prevention, but a little bit about withdrawal. We got to mention that, too. It's just not too easy for folks to do, but it certainly is doable under the right circumstances for folks. And we'll talk about what United in Recovery itself is. I don't think I really forgot to ask Olivia the same first question she's had every time we talked, and that's what the heck is United in Recovery? So we'll do that when we come back. Olivia Oden, back on, the Stigma Reduction Coordinator, United in Recovery. And Lorene Comstock is interviewed by us, or by me anyway, every 25 years or so. So we're back, United in Recovery Outreach Facilitator for Columbia Montour County United Way.
From news across the world to events in your community, hear about it all on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. We're right in the middle of our interview talking about the April being Alcohol Awareness Month. It's an opportunity for folks to realize that it is a disease that a lot of folks in our area might be dealing with or that families are dealing with, so it's got to be brought up and talked about. We have Olivia Oden is here, a stigma reduction coordinator at United in Recovery. We've talked to her a couple of times, although this is the first time she's had an opportunity to be in the studio. So you've probably been in your position for about 3 years, right?
Going on, two and a half.
Okay. And then, of course, the pandemic kept us separated. If you had been here last year, you would have been in a tent.
I believe it.
Yeah, we built a tent out of those plastic things you put on windows to keep the storm windows that you kind of heat shrink. And so you'd had to sit in the tent. So Joe McGranahan doesn't want people in his 10, so that wouldn't have been ideal. But you're Stigma Reduction Coordinator at United in Recovery, so welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in. And Lorene Comstock is here, United in Recovery Outreach Facility. She's making sure that some opportunities to talk about Alcohol Awareness Month get brought up and talked about and that folks know about those. That is a sort of a division of the Columbia Montour United Way. So thank you so much for coming up today as well.
Thank you for having us.
Very much appreciated. Now, in our first segment, we really talked about about the disease of alcoholism. You say you have some phone numbers. We're going to do these now, and we'll do them at the end. What are those numbers?
Okay. So the National Helpline through SAMHSA is 1-800-622-4357. And then in Columbia, Montour, Snyder, and Union counties, the CMSU number is 570-275-4962. And in Northumberland County, it is 1-800-222-9016.
What is SAMHSA?
SAMHSA stands for Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. It's a national organization.
All right, there you go. You human service providers love your acronyms and little different names for those things, so I appreciate that. All right, well, that's a real bottom line national organization, so that's a good number to have. CMSU 275-4962 and Northumberland County 222-9016. So this is, we're talking about alcoholism and Alcohol Awareness Month. We didn't talk too much about it, but this, if we're talking about alcoholism and we say alcohol use disorder, that's what we're talking about?
Yes. The two terms are interchangeable. Definitely can use both, but AUD or Alcohol Use Disorder, another acronym, I feel like it's a little more progressive. It's really explaining what exactly it is. It's a disorder. It's a disease.
Right. We want folks to know that. Yeah, you had mentioned on the telephone, I told you I memorized this, the inability to control drinking. It's probably right a textbook definition,
yep.
But it kind of stuck with me, this idea that folks aren't doing this choice on a daily basis.
Nope. Like we talked about before, the first drink is a choice, but then there's a small percentage of the population where your brain just takes over, leading to it being a biological disease and the inability to stop. It causes, unfortunately, chaos within your social life, your family. It's a family disease as well as within your professional life.
Speaking of family, we used to talk about it, and maybe it's still prevalent, the idea of a propensity to alcoholism or addiction that might be related to genetics. Is that still a brought up topic?
Mm-hmm.
So that does exist. That's still a real thing.
Yep. There's definitely still a genetic predisposition to alcohol use.
Right. Okay. The official term. Thank you. I'm glad you guys are here. Okay. So where we're going to get more information? Facebook. Talk about what the name of your Facebook page and where we're going to find this information this month.
So our Facebook is United in Recovery Columbia Montour. And 3 times a week, we'll be sharing prevention tips for alcohol use disorder, where to go for help locally and nationwide, such as SAMHSA. And then on Sundays, we're doing a self-care Sunday. So we're sharing tips and tricks on how to take care of yourself.
And you are also working in the schools. Tell me about this great poster, just in a couple sentences, please.
Yes, we're having a poster contest in 5 schools in Columbia County, and that will have a substance-free theme. Each person is eligible to win some great prizes, $500 for first prize, and they'll be judged on overall concept, originality, creativity, and artistic merit.
All right. Folks want to find out more about that. Probably the best thing, either follow the Facebook or you can go to the website, which is CMCUW, as in Columbia Montour County, UnitedWay.org/United in Recovery, or just get to that Columbia Montour County United Way, and then the rest is just basic click-throughs from there. You can find that out. The movie. Tell us about the movie again.
There will be a movie at the Berwick Theater. It's A Star is Born, the 2018 version, and there will be free admittance and also a free drink and popcorn for those in attendance. And it is a great time. It's a great theater, and if you haven't been there, you should come out and see it.
And we didn't talk much about the medication take back that's coming up. So tell us about that.
Yes. So we only last week put together a really exciting event. We are partnering with Oasis Community Recovery Club, which is in Shamokin on Independence Street in the basement of the library, on Saturday, April 30th from 10 a.m. to noon, to host a medication safety awareness event. So we along with a couple other organizations, will be there with information on how to dispose of your medication properly. We have take-back bags where the folks can come in and use to
kind of dispose of this stuff or sort of transfer it?
Yep. So it's really a neat prevention measure that you can mail in the medication in the bag. And we also have doTERRA drug bags or prescription disposal bags where you can put your unused or expired medication in and then add water, and then it destroys them right there. And then if folks do happen to bring in their medication, we'll have a member from the Shamokin Police Department transport the medication to a disposal system.
All right. So the officer will be there for a short time to take good care of that and make sure that transfer happens so folks can be assured that it's fallen into the right hands. Let's talk about some things related to addiction quickly. We're about halfway through this segment, so time marches on quickly when we get these interviews started. United in Recovery in general, just reiterate what the good organization is.
Yeah. So it's a very exciting program. It started off as a pilot program within the community a couple years ago, and it took off. We have organized now a 5-county regional recovery coalition to address the opioid epidemic in our area. We start exciting programs within the 5 counties, and we do a lot of naloxone distribution, which is the medication that reverses an opioid overdose. We work within schools for the two and promote the Too Good for Drugs. We are in the community and general disorder.
All right. MCUW. What about this? Recovering is possible. You need support. Both of you kind of tag team on there. This idea of recovery certainly is doable. You said 20 million people have done it so far in the U.S. Tell me more about that.
Yep. So 20 million people in the U.S. There's estimated that there are almost 800,000 folks in Pennsylvania in recovery. Everyone can recover. It's definitely possible with the right support system, the right medication. There are medications now to help with cravings as well as withdrawal. And it's like any disease. You know, you can manage it. You can recover from it.
And this is a family disease. It's not just an individual disease. And it is also a very individual journey that the person goes on and the family goes on. So there are other supports from the primary care physician, and then individual counseling. There's inpatient treatment, and for the family, there's Al-Anon and other supportive services available. So it's really important that the person gets help, but also the family gets help.
Yeah, we had the good doc from Geisinger, whose family has an addiction issue within the family, and talked about enabling, but he really was turning the finger back on himself, and his family is being, you know, in many cases enabling. So we've talked about that. So that has happened. Okay, believe it or don't, just a minute or two left. So let's kind of wrap up. I'll give you both a statement or an open sort of a closing statement there, not an opening statement, a closing statement. We'll start with Olivia. Just an additional remark, please.
Yep. So we enjoy being here. We really want to highlight that April is Alcohol Use Disorder Month and Awareness Month, and there is help available, whether on the local level or the national level. We shared the information and the numbers. So whether it's for yourself or a family member, you can definitely reach out, and reaching out is taking the first step.
All right, please.
And this Alcohol Awareness Month is in its 35th year, so this is not new. And also, there are activities available, and there will be organizations available at these activities to assist people who might have questions or may be ready to pursue some help. So I would invite everybody to come out to the Berwick Theater on the 24th at 2 or 7 to see the movie, A Star is Born, but also to review some of the organizations in the community who might be able to help them.
Yeah, go to that website, cmcuw.org/unitedinrecovery. Tons of helpful information. I've learned quite a bit from it just reading that in the past couple of days, so there's a lot to know there. Thank you both so much. Thanks for all you're doing. Olivia, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lorraine.
Thank you for having us.
Olivia Oden is a Stigma Reduction Coordinator at United in Recovery. Lorraine Comstock, United in Recovery Outreach Facilitator. The number for the CMSU, Drug and Alcohol Related, or well, really a lot of their services overall, is 570-275-4962. If you need help, you can go to them, or you can go in Northumberland County, 1-800-222-9016. That's the telephone number for Northumberland County.